Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
You see, every guy, every man, at least in the English language, as far as I know, has an issue with S's.
Okay.
And I go, really? Full-on issue with an S? You know, and it's like, well, you know, women don't have S problems so much as guys do. Every guy has an S thing. Really? And I thought, oh, my gosh. So, anyhow, with the S thing, we all have either too sibilant an S, a whistling S, or too, you know, stuff. I know you had your attention on your S in that point. That's where your imagination went, was to your S's, thinking, I've got lots of S stuff going. Right? And so, that's why I happened to pick up on it. You know, I'm following wherever your imagination's going. I know. It's crazy that I know. And people go, God, can you read minds? And I go, in here I can. You know, I can tell what a talent's doing. I can tell what you're thinking and where your attention's going. And we want to direct it in a fashion so that it's free enough to create, you know, with each take. But anyway, with the S's, here's what you do. Because we all have it from time to time, a sibilant S quality. You're going to do make an S sound. Good. Now make a T-U-H sound. Ta. S. Ta. 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 It already corrected it. It takes about 30 to 60 seconds to correct. All right. But doing those three sounds repeatedly for about 30 to 60 seconds takes, here's, like, let's say my ring finger and my pinky is one tooth. My index finger and my middle finger are another tooth. The space between them is where we can, you know, that's what tends to happen. Our tongue does not go to the, touch the back of our teeth, make an S quality. Your tongue doesn't touch it, right? But it's right behind it. So it's down a little too low, and it's shooting sound between your teeth. So you're going to have a sibilant S occasionally.
Yeah.
This is, it's better for you to de-S your sibilant S than for you to rely on the recording engineer or studio to do it.
That makes sense.
Because if they do it, very often they put too much de-esser on it, too much, and they flatten your performance because they take that entire frequency out of your read.
Yeah,
there's some great de-essers out there, not for nothing, but I wouldn't leave it to you. You can't assume that that engineer is great at what he does. We have to handle our P-pops. We should also handle our sibilant S's as much as we possibly can. And occasionally, you're going to have a handful that are stray or whatever, and let them modify that if they need to, you know, in the mix. But by and large, if you can do it for yourself, and you're going to find yourself, this you know you can fix. And this is how I learned repetition, 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 and what kind of precedence it sets. So when you make an S quality, your tongue doesn't quite touch the back of your teeth.
Right.
But it's too low behind your back teeth that it's sending air between your two front teeth.
Right.
So it's going, so when you do s, ta, z, that tongue is basically coming up like a fraction of an inch, but just enough to correct the sibilance.
Interesting.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
Works for singers, too. It's a really great thing. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
I love it.
This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.